Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Nation celebrates Parakram Diwas to mark birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Governor's commendation certificate to be conferred on 12 individuals on Republic Day in Kohima. Several from Nagaland to attend Republic Day celebrations in New Delhi as special guests. And Nagaland Super League will promote grassroots development, says Vice President of Athletic Federation of India, Abu Mehta. Now the news in detail. The nation is celebrating Parakram Diwas today to mark the birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This year the celebration is being organized for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of Netaji, for 3 days from today. Remembering the Netaji, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. In a video message, he said, "The countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India."
साथियों, नेताजी ने देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए आजाद हिंद फौज बनाई। इसमें देश के हर क्षेत्र, हर वर्ग के वीर और वीरांगनाएं शामिल थी। सबकी भाषाएं अलग-अलग थी, लेकिन भावना एक थी, देश की आजादी। यही एकजुटता आज विकसित भारत के लिए भी बहुत बड़ी सीख है। तब स्वराज के लिए हमें एक होना था, आज विकसित भारत के लिए हमें एक रहना है।
Mr. Modi said people must come out from their comfort zone and adopt excellence by focusing on efficiency like Netaji. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and various leaders have also paid tributes to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his 128th birth anniversary. Raj Bhavan in Kohima also observed Parakram Diwas today. The event was held in the presence of the Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, and officers and staff of the Governor's Secretariat. The Governor's Commendation Certificate will be conferred on 12 individuals during the Republic Day celebrations on January 26 at Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. The awardees include Joint Director, Medical Department and Nodal Officer, Nagaland House, Delhi, Dr. Hentok Pom, Joint Director, Department of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Vezokolu Theo, and Deputy Director, School Education Department, Dr. Keviza Kirio. Y. Pongba Konyak, resident of Burma Camp, Dimapur, is also being recognized for an act of bravery. The central government has invited around 10,000 special guests, including at least 44 from Nagaland, to witness the Republic Day Parade 2025 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi to honor their contributions to the nation and society building. From Nagaland, the guests include national award-winning artisans Chato Kutsu and Nisato Zene, as well as members of Lidi Crew. A member from Lidi Crew thanked the government for the invitation.
On behalf of the Lidi Crew Society, I would like to thank the government for this invitation and for recognizing the importance of cultural heritage in promoting a strong United Nations. We look forward to participating in the Republic Day and continuing our efforts in promoting and preserving our culture.
Other guests from Nagaland include beneficiaries of PM Matasya Sampada Yojana and PM Vishwakarma Yojana, representatives of Best Performing Pani Samiti, Performing Water Warriors, among others. Nagaland School Education Department has directed all schools in the state, both government and private, to constitute Prahari Clubs, an exclusive children's club on awareness on bad effect of drugs and substance abuse in human life. The department said the Prahari Club may comprise a total of 20 to 25 students from classes 6 to 12, supervised by a teacher in charge. They will focus on sensitizing all members to be vigilant on children taking drugs and substances, or if they are being used for trafficking, and any activities of use and sale of drugs and substances in and around school premises. The department said school heads may access the relevant guidelines on website www.dosenl.in for reference and action. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has clarified India's stand on legitimate return of undocumented Indians living abroad, including in the United States, stating that the country is open for their return. Speaking to the press in Washington, D.C. yesterday, he emphasized that India strongly supports legal mobility and wants skilled and talented Indians to have greater opportunities at the global level.
We have a position on mobility, which is a principal position, applies to all countries. As a government, we obviously are very much supportive of legal mobility because we do believe in a global workplace. We want Indian talent and Indian skills to have the maximum opportunity at a global level. At the same time, we are also very firmly opposed to illegal mobility and illegal migration. So it's not a position unique to the United States.
The much-anticipated inaugural season of the Nagaland Super League NSL is set to kick off on January 28. The NSL is an initiative of the government of Nagaland, the Nagaland Football Association and the Nagaland Olympic Association, and has the approval and mandate of the All India Football Federation. Seven clubs will compete over 2 months on a home and away basis at Tsumakidima Football Stadium and IG Stadium, Kohima. The teams include Nagaland United Sports Club, Barak Football Club, Frontier Warriors, Red Scars Football Club, Setsa Zubza Football Club, Longterok Football Club and 27th United Football Club. In an exclusive conversation with Akashvani Kohima, Secretary General of Nagaland Olympic Association and Vice President of Athletics Federation of India, Abu Medha, said they have designed and planned the entire strategy of the league in a very professional manner. He said their priority is footballers first and footballers throughout the league.
Our priority is footballers first and footballers throughout the league. Great opportunities, new teams, new football, and also to project Nagaland into the national limelight of the football scenario. I think this league should have happened 10 years ago. We are late, but I think it's better late than never. But we're planning the league in such a way that there's grassroots development.
Mr. Mehta said scouting of young players will be done during the NSL.
The under 20 players are going to be watched by the Nagaland Selection Board because immediately after the league, the under 20 national championship is taking place. So the under 20 team for Nagaland, the coaches are going to be looking out. We are also working with a lot of stakeholders, the All India Football Federation, private corporate companies, CSR initiatives, and even foreign governments.
The NSL's first season will carry 1 million rupees as top prize for the winning club, with individual prizes such as Player of the Match, Best Goalkeeper, Golden Glove, Golden Boot, Player of the Season, Most Promising Player, Player of the Week and Coach of the Month. In the inaugural match, Barak FC will face Nagaland United Sports Club at Tsumakidima Football Stadium from 6 p.m. Football fans can purchase tickets through ahibi.in. The conversation with Mr. Mehta will be broadcast on Sunday, 8:20 p.m. onwards in FM channel 103 MHz and primary channel 639 kHz. The State Finance Department has informed on guidelines for enabling beneficiaries to claim benefits under accidental insurance coverage through Chief Minister's Life Insurance Scheme, CMLIS. The claims cover events of accidents such as snake bites, rot accidents, falling from tree, drowning, among others. In case of post-mortem, it will be sufficient to enclose such report with a claim. Where post-mortem cannot be conducted for any valid reason, the district administration will conduct an inquiry and submit a report as part of the CMLIS claims. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nation celebrates Parakram Diwas to mark birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Governor's Commendation Certificate to be conferred on 12 individuals on Republic Day in Kohima. Several from Nagaland to attend Republic Day celebrations in New Delhi as special guests. And Nagaland Super League will promote grassroots development, says Vice President of Athletics Federation of India, Abu Mehta. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night. I'm